Panchurch family, our heart at Catch the Fire is to provide amazing content, amazing media for free. However, if it's in your heart to sow into the ministry, we would love you to partner with that. Please check out the information on this video for ways you can partner, both financially and in terms of volunteering your time. We would love you to be able to partner with the message that we're bringing so that everybody can access this content for free.
If you come to the front and you're on leadership in Catch the Fire on Cage Insurance Project, then I want you to jump on the stage for me. Come up on stage. And we're going to do this really quickly. For the teachers amongst you, we're going to do this really quickly. Really quickly. So I'm talking 20 seconds maximum, okay? Things that if you guys want to join in, then just come through as well. What we're going to do is we're going to enter a little season for a few minutes of thankfulness. I want to tell you that you have absolutely no idea about the power of thankfulness. When you are thankful for what God has done in your life, when you are thankful for other people in your life, when you are thankful for characteristics of God in your life, then God starts to get, the Holy Spirit is attracted to a thankful heart. It's kind of like he's waiting, and then when your thankfulness starts to arise, I think the Holy Spirit just comes closer because he's really excited by thankfulness. Here's something I want to start us off with. Back in May, myself, Chloe, and a few others got an impartation from Claudio Friedson of fire. And this church changed because of what happened in our life. And I am really thankful that we are Catch the Fire. I'm really thankful that we have love, that we have grace, that we have gifts, that we have power. But I'm really thankful that we are Catch the Fire. Okay, who wants to go? Just start and then pass it along.
I am thankful to God for the peace that he gave me during my financial difficulties during the year of 2018.
I'm thankful to God for his guidance, my fire group and my family.
I'm thankful to God for his providence, for his perfect timing, for his absolute hand and detail in my life.
I'm thankful to God for this family of God, and that finally, after 9 years of being here, I got to move to Harrow and to actually serve now this church wholeheartedly with my heart, my mind and my soul.
I'm thankful to God for the amazing love that he pours into my life that gives me the peace every day, every minute of the day, that I can just go back into that when a wave comes to try and knock me over. I'm thankful to him for his faithfulness to me.
Well, over 3 years ago, God arranged a circumstance that I would meet this girl standing next to me. And after 3 years of FaceTiming at all hours of the night, we are finally married and living in the same country. Amen. Thank you, God.
That's mine. I am thankful for all the amazing dreams and visions God gave me for mission and ministry, and for how, whilst I couldn't see how I could have done any of them, he's brought me through every single one.
I'm thankful for God being our provider and seeing his provision. Both personally and in the KCP, we've seen more money than I ever would have dreamt come in to pay for the village build. But personally, I saw God cancel over £1,000 of debt that I've sat under for 8 years. And as a result, I was able to pay off my student loan for £7.92.
I thank God for moving me from glory to glory. Always grateful. I look back to where I came from the ghettos of Zimbabwe, and I'm here this year. I want to thank God for promotion in the marketplace, here at home, and I just thank God.
I just want to thank God for his grace and for him always showing me his perspective. Whenever I'm freaking out or not sure or asking questions, he always just zooms out and shows me
the bigger picture and what it looks like from his perspective.
I also just want to share my thankfulness for God's faithfulness in our life, for our UK visa to be back here with the family. Thank you for my promotion at work, and my wife recently got a job as well.
I am thankful after many, many prayers from our church family that my mum got given the all clear from cancer this year.
He gave me a new family through a friend that became a family, so if that makes sense.
We had a leaders meeting probably 2 months ago now, and I was charging our leaders to remember what God has done. And in specifics, I want us all as a family to remember what God has put into us. Because he has given impartations and he has given revelations, and we have the privilege of traveling all over the world and talking about what God says through people in our family and the revelation that we're carrying and the impartations that have been given to us. And we have the privilege of going to other churches and speaking to them and releasing to them what God has done here and through Catch the Fire around the world. And I am really thankful for the family that we're part of all around the world that is so open for receiving revelation and receiving impartations. We're going to go into prayer for a couple of minutes, and then we are all going to stand up and be thankful for everything God has done in your life in the last year. Now, that may take a long time. I give you permission to take this as homework and be thankful all the way through 2019 for what God has done in 2018. Thankfulness is not a moment in a church service. Thankfulness is a lifestyle that leads to the presence of God and the person of God, and it's biblical to start your relationship with God in every moment and every day with thankfulness. And so we want to raise up the culture of thankfulness. But there was a couple of things that Abby had.
Yeah, I just wanted to ask a couple of the people who shared to impart to you and pray for you. One of them was Roz and Laura's, I think. So firstly, about peace in financial circumstances, and I want you to reach up and take hold of it when she prays for you, but that means being prepared to be peaceful despite your circumstances. We're declaring a shift, and we're declaring that you have everything that you need. But her thankfulness was about peace despite her circumstances. And so if you would like peace despite whatever your circumstances are today, I want you to stand up or reach up and take hold of that while Roz just imparts a blessing to you.
Father God, we just thank you that you are so awesome. Father God, as I take this moment to impart the peace that you have given me, in the times when I thought I was going to crumble, you picked me up and you showed me your love. I want to impart that peace right now to this congregation. I say, open your arms and receive, because he just wants to hold you. He just wants to love you. He says financial difficulty is nothing too hard for him. Just fix your eyes upon him and he will move those waters for you. Thank you, Father. I impart peace. I impart everything that the Lord has for you in 2019. May you know that he loves you and that he goes before you. In Jesus' mighty name, amen.
And why don't, if that was you, just say, I receive peace. I choose to receive peace from the Prince of Peace and the Giver of Peace. Okay, and the second area was the timing of God, that God is always on time. I get a sense that many of us feel like God is a bit too last minute, or maybe even a bit off time. It's like, God! It's like that extra moment of faith that we need. But I think it was Laura who said, I am thankful that God is on time
I'm thankful for the timings of God. And so I just want her to impart to you, again, peace and also the ability to trust the timings of God in your life. Because I declare over each of you that God is on time. He is on time in your circumstances. He is not too early. He is not delayed. He is not holding back from you. But he holds all things together and he is working for your good. So sometimes it's just our ability to be on the same page with that and the ability to trust God while we're waiting to hear the next steps. And Laura's been on a real journey this year with that. So I want her just to pray for you. I just want to remind you of Jeremiah 29:11, which says that I know the plans I have for you, and they're plans to bring you a hope and a future. They're plans to prosper you and not to harm you. And I just want to release a concentrated version of that verse, because it's been diluted because we've heard it so many times, but it's truth and it's true and it's solid. And so I want to release the perfect timing of God in your life. He is not a God of delay. He is a God of on time. His plans are to prosper you. His plans are to give you a hope. I break the lie that says his plans are to harm you or to bring delay. And I loose a fresh hope. I loose a fresh portion and a fresh measure of faith to believe in his perfect detail and his perfect timing. To open doors that you didn't even know existed, to bring people into your life that you didn't even know you needed to meet, to orchestrate meetings that you weren't even supposed to be part of, to loose finances that you didn't even know you were owed, to release his good measure, his desire, his delight, his plan over you, and a peace and a trust to receive his goodness. To believe that he is a God of the impossible, that when the world says it's not possible, he says in me, it is possible, it is possible, it is possible. In Jesus' name.
Amen. Okay, you've all heard a bunch of thankfulness from this lot. What we're now going to do is release that thankfulness. And the first step in that is for you to retain and to nurture a thankful heart. So right now, all together, just spend a minute thanking God for every good thing and everything that he brought into your life. And just thank him for the friends that you've got. Thank him for the family that you've got. Thank him that you're free to worship him. Go on, just start thanking him. You should never run out of thankfulness. Thank him for the breath in your lungs. Thank him for the health that you have. And if there's somewhere where there's not health, A, thank him for your healing, but B, thank him for every place in your body where there is health. If you have a kidney disease, thank him for your good liver. Thank him for your good heart, your good lungs, your good eyes, your good legs, your good arms, your good hands, your good feet. There's a lot of good in you, regardless of what may be going on in a certain area in your body. So thank him for every good thing that he has put in your life. Thank him for the revelation that you have. Thank him that he has revealed to you his heart, that you know and understand him as a father, that you understand the cross of Jesus Christ, that you understand the victory of that cross. You understand deliverance and healing and redemption and restoration. You understand the restoration that he wants to do in your life. And you, that's a revelation you can be thankful for. Thank him that you know the power of God, that you understand the Holy Spirit, that you have understand the gifts of the Spirit. Thank him that you can stand in a church and not worry about the secret police coming in and arresting you, putting you in prison, or even killing you. Thank him that you are in a country, even if it's right in this moment, that is not at war and it doesn't have strife and there isn't issues. That you have been given the privilege of living in a place where there is peace. Thank him for that. So many things to be thankful for. Thank him for, why don't you spend a few seconds in the next minute thanking him for Jesus. Why don't you thank the Father for sending his Son? Thank Jesus for being on the cross. Thank him for submitting to the pain of the cross. Thank him that his body was ripped apart for your benefit, for your salvation, for your healing, for your restoration, and for your deliverance. Thank God for Jesus. See, Some of us are not used to praying like this. We need to learn how to increase our prayer muscles. There is a prayer meeting, a fast coming up in January. Oh, I've got to try and remember the date. It's here. 13th to the 15th of January, we're doing a corporate fast together. If you do not understand corporate or fast, please come and speak to one of us. We would love to tell you that it's massive power when we get together in unity. But we need to learn how to pray more than 3 seconds worth of prayer. We need to learn that thankfulness is just one piece of prayer, but we could be thankful for an hour before we even move on to praise, which is telling God who He is and reminding our souls of who God is. We need to learn how to pray. Please, if you're not sure and you run out of words after a few seconds or a few minutes, then come and find one of the team. We will give you a mentor in prayer. There are lots of our team who really know how to pray. Okay, is everyone thankful? Put your hand up if you're thankful. Put 2 hands up if you're really thankful. Put both your feet up if you're really... No, I'm joking. Okay, what's going to happen now is that this team of thankful people are going to come and lay hands on everyone who would like an upgrade in thankfulness in their life, because they've stood here and said it publicly, which gives them an impartation. You don't have to come to the front, you can just find your way into an aisle or at the back or at the front, but if you would like an impartation of thankfulness, then these guys are going to come and lay hands on you. It is not prayer ministry, it is impartation. Release and go. Release and go. Release and go. Move your way into an aisle if you would like an impartation of increased thankfulness. It is a key that Scripture has given up to us of starting the walk into the presence of God. It's not prayer ministry, guys. You're releasing and then you're leaving. And then we're going to spend a little bit more time in worship before we go back to a different type of prayer. And they're staying in the aisles. Just run down the aisles, guys. Lay hands on anyone who's in the aisles. And then we're going to worship some more together. So why don't you stand as we worship together?
Thank you, Lord, for the way that you love.
to this church for many different reasons. But many people around the nation look at this church as a place they can come to because the presence of God is here. And He is really close to us, and at the same time, He's really among all of us. And I want to, this year that's gone has been a year where we have seen the fire of God, and then we had a season of seeing an intimacy with the person of Jesus Christ at levels that many of us have not experienced. And I'm still in that. I'm still in both. But at the moment, my life is being turned upside down because of an intimacy with the person of Jesus Christ. And we shouldn't ever be in a place where we take that for granted. The understanding that is possible should never be taken for granted. And then the realization of the moment with Him, when we actually are one-to-one, face-to-face, is something we should always treasure and never get used to. As a leadership, we want to bless you as you start a new year to be able to use lessons from 2018 for victories in 2019. That you would use victories in 2018 as testimonies and standard bearing for 2019. That you would use the things that have happened as springboards into the things that God wants to happen. That you would understand in your life, in your heart, in your experience with God, the true reality of the scripture that says we go from glory to glory. That you would never stop hungering for more of God. That you would always be seeking a personal revival and then a corporate expression of revival. That we can see change Wembley, change London, and go out to this nation to see Jesus truly get His rewards. At the moment, Chloe and I and many others around us, we're watching things like documentaries on the Brownsville revival and just seeing the hunger of the leaders. And we obviously have the privilege of knowing John and Carol and seeing the hunger of the leaders. And I want us to be a community. We want us to be a community that sees what is possible and does not rest until we see what God can do happen in our personal lives and then in our corporate expression, so that London is changed. That we wouldn't rest until we see God do what the Bible says God can do. Here's what a guy called John Kilpatrick, who led the Brownsville revival, said. So if God can save people, let's see Him do it. If God can heal people, let's see Him do it. If God can baptize people, let's see Him do it. Let's not just rest on what the triumphs have been, but let's ask Him, seek Him, and position ourselves for something of the more of who He is. Because even those of us who are really motoring at the moment, and we're really seeing the power of God, and we're really seeing the intimacy with God, and we're really seeing the grace and the mercy of God, even those of us who have stepped up in 2018, we should never, ever stop hungering for the more of God, because I am not hungry enough, and I'm one of the hungriest people I know, but I am not hungry enough. We've got to see more. I've got to see revival. I've got to see communities transformed. I've got to see families transformed. We've had experiences where not everyone was healed. That is unacceptable. We've had experiences where friends and family have died. That is unacceptable. We will always be happy with what God has done. We will always thank Him for what He's done. But we need to have something in our hearts that is unoffendable, but also unsatiable. That we will never stop hungering. We will never stop passionately pursuing Him. We will never be satisfied and comfortable with the life that we are living and with the intimacy that we have with Him already. Because we will be inspired by stories, and we'll be inspired by people that we know. We'll be inspired by preachers, be inspired by worship, be inspired by everything that we have around us, so that we can hunger for more, that we would hunger for more, that we would hunger for more. Because I've heard too many testimonies and too many prophecies, and I haven't seen them in my life yet, and I will not let God go until I see them in my life. He has said we're going to influence government, so let Him do it. Let's see that happen. He has said that Chalk Hill will be completely transformed. Then let's see that happen. He said that this will be a cancer-free zone. Let's see that happen. He said that we would have families who could not be taken apart. completely immovable marriages and families that let's see that happen. And we need to increase our hunger levels, because too many of us know that we're part of the great church, know that we're part of the good community, know that we're part of something where God is doing something very special, and we've kind of taken our foot off the accelerator pedal, not realizing that there is so much more than we have experienced so far. And I want to cry for 2019 to be, well, let's see it happen then. Let's see it. Let's live it. Let's experience it. Let's actually be part of a family that is exploding with love for Jesus, expressions of the Holy Spirit's power, and an inclusivity and a welcomeness of the Father's arms and love. Let's actually see it happen. Let's not just talk about it. Let's not just see snippets. Let's not have little seasons. Do you know what really bugs me? Is when we have a season of something. When God said that it's supposed to be a revival that never ends. It's supposed to be an expression that never stops. He never turned anything off. And we just got happy. We got comfortable. It's time to be hungry again. It's time to be absolutely intolerant of not going from glory to glory. Four of us? Yeah. 2018 has been one of my best years so far, with some really tough times in it. But he never said it would be easy. He said he'd be there. But 2019 has to eclipse it. We have to see more miracles. We have to see more breakthroughs. We've seen more salvations in this church in 2018 than in probably all the other years put together. But we have to see more people saved. The biggest prophetic word that's rumbling around the charismatic world at the moment is that 2019 is going to be a year of evangelism. And I want to tell you, that includes everyone. Not just Ellie, Maxie, and JJ. That's not good enough. We all need to be people who are and it's not about your mouth, it's about your life. That you would be so blessed by God that people have to ask you why. Who's with me? Why don't you stand? Father, in the name of Jesus, in the power of the Spirit, and because you will it, I release an impartation right now of the transition between 2018 and 2019, that we would have grace for the transition, but we would also have hunger for the more. I release right now a hunger that says, thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. But there is more. Thank you, Jesus, for what you have done, but there is more. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for what you have shown, but there is more. We praise you, God, and we live in thankfulness because of all that you have shown us and all that you have done with us. We love who you are, God, but we're just like two-year-olds wanting more. And I release an impartation of that more. The more. The more. The more that we wouldn't be satisfied until we're living everything Jesus won for us on the cross. And I release an impartation of grace for expansion and grace for acceleration, that no one would pop and no one would get whiplash, but that we would all grow and that we'd all move fast because Jesus is in our lives. And I bless you to know that you have the mind of Christ. I release an impartation to every mind in this room, that you wouldn't be tormented, that you wouldn't be afflicted or oppressed, but that you would know that you have the mind of Christ, that you have the thoughts of Christ, and that when you are intimate with him and when you welcome him into your thought life and into your dream life, you have nothing but good because he is the one giving you those thoughts. I bless you to know that you have the mind of Christ. Not you will have, you have the mind of Christ. If you know Jesus Christ, you have the mind of Christ. And I put the cross of Jesus Christ between you and everything that would come against you. We just choose right now, God, to be in Christ. And in Christ, we choose to be hidden. Hidden from darkness, hidden from assignments, hidden from curses, and hidden from the devil. Why don't you say, I am hidden in Christ. Say again, some of you didn't believe it. I am hidden in Christ. Why don't you say this? My Father is the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. I am a child of royalty. And then why don't you ask the Holy Spirit to just give you an impartation of that hunger and that desire, the grace to be happy but unsatisfied. Happy but unsatisfied. I feel like this next season is going to be an irritating season for many people in the room. And it's going to be a really good irritating, because it's going to be irritating that you're not seeing more. But you're going to have the grace to live in that place. You're going to have the grace to survive the transition. And yet you are going to be absolutely determined for the more of God. And irritated when you don't see it. One of our boys in Kenya went to be with Jesus recently. I'm irritated. Because we believe in resurrection and we believe in healing. And until I see everyone healed and everyone resurrected and everyone set free, I will not rest in a spiritual sense. One more time as we finish. And before you leave, we would love to connect with you. We're going to leave the offering baskets at the door, because I totally forgot about that. And if you would like to sow into this family, please, if you're part of the family, standing order is way more helpful, so please go in standing order. But if you would like to sow into this family, if you're a visitor, you can sow into this family. We believe that tithes belong in your local church. If you're from another church, your tithe belongs there. But you are welcome to sow into the ministry of Catch the Fire London. And if you are here and you don't know Jesus, then everything that's been said so far is an invitation to you. How you respond to that invitation happens in three steps. You have to believe that Jesus existed, that he lived, that he died, and that he was raised from the dead. You have to turn away from the sins of your past. You have to say, we call it repentance, it's turning away from the sins of the past, and you have to receive new life, freedom, and the gift of the Holy Spirit. And if you have not gone through those three steps, if you have not believed in Jesus, repented from your past, and received the gift of new life and the Holy Spirit, then please come to the front and we would love to connect with you. If you are new to us, we would love to connect with you. We are a family seeking to be supernatural in everything we do, encountering God's transforming presence and multiplying spiritual sons and daughters all over the world. If you want to be part of that, then please come and see one of the leaders. Offering baskets are in the front. We're going to sing one more song.
His will be done, His kingdom.
blessing it is to be part of this family. I'm just going to pray us out, and then, by the way, if you haven't collected your kids yet, might be a good idea to go and get them now. I know we didn't have the notice up, but feel free to go and collect them now. Jesus, I just thank you for everything that's been said tonight, that's been done in our hearts tonight, Father. I just pray that everything that has been from you will be sealed on our hearts, Jesus, that we'll take it away, and that this won't just be another year, that this won't just be another time of hope and promises, God, but like Stu said, that we will see things happen. We will see things start to shift from the moment that we leave this room. God, we put our hope and our trust in you, and we acknowledge that you are the goal. You are our goal, God, that everything is unto you and everything is for you, Jesus. So will you just root us and ground us in you even more this year, in Jesus' name.